I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Wednesday, November 2nd. We'll tell you what to expect from the Federal Reserve today as another interest rate hike is likely. And the U.S. Supreme Court intervenes on the efforts of Congress to see Trump's tax returns. Plus, remembering rapper Takeoff. Amazon just added new music benefits to its Prime membership. And why and where you can now see what many companies pay their workers. Those stories and more news next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Today's the day interest rates are expected to go up again. The U.S. Federal Reserve is expected to announce another massive rate hike, which makes borrowing money for things like credit cards, homes, and cars more expensive. As you probably know by now, this is the Fed's plan to slow down inflation. Economists are predicting the Fed will increase its baseline rates by another 0.75 percentage point, and this would be the sixth boost this year. Interest rate hikes this large were almost unheard of before this year. Now they've become the standard in the battle against inflation. However, there are some reasons to believe that the next hike could be the last. Simply put, inflation is caused when the cost to produce goods and services goes up, like the price of raw materials, combined with a surge in demand. People are willing to pay more to buy those goods and services, so prices just keep rising. But raising the interest rates can make it more difficult for people to buy things, which reduces demand and brings prices down. The questions now are, will it work as the Fed hopes? And will the Fed's efforts take the economy too far in the other direction and cause a recession? We'll see in the coming months. The U.S. Supreme Court has just blocked Congress from getting a look at former President Donald Trump's tax returns. A House committee has been trying to get their hands on Trump's taxes for the last few years now. A judge had ordered his records to be turned over as soon as this week. That is, until the Chief Justice of the U.S. Supreme Court stepped in and put a temporary halt on everything. This is not a permanent decision. The Supreme Court gave the House panel until later next week to respond. Afterwards, the court could lift the pause or keep it in place. The House committee has asked for 6 years of Trump's tax returns and 8 years of his business records. It's a request they made back in 2019. It all goes back to the 2016 election, when Trump refused to release his returns to the public. Nearly all presidential candidates do release their returns for transparency reasons, although it is not required. Still, his refusal and his business dealings led to Democrats trying to investigate his finances. Trump's lawyers have challenged the request, though, arguing there's no good legal reason for it. The process has slowly been playing out in the courts ever since. But with Democrats expected to lose control of the House after the midterm elections, analysts think Republicans would almost certainly end the tax record requests if they take over in January, ending this years-long legal battle and handing a win to Trump. To be continued. Rumors and conspiracy theories have been flying since a man broke into House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home last week and attacked her husband. And some political leaders are taking part in spreading conspiracy theories about it, despite what police have said, former President Trump included. Police say an attacker smashed his way into Pelosi's San Francisco home, then beat 82-year-old Paul Pelosi in the head with a hammer. The attacker told police he was on a, quote, suicide mission to get to Speaker Pelosi. She was in Washington, D.C. at the time. But the Washington Post reports the break-in was caught on security cameras outside the home. The attack fractured Paul Pelosi's skull and badly wounded his arm. He's been in the hospital recovering ever since. While many Republicans have strongly condemned the attack, some have been making jokes about it or are blaming Democrats for a rise in crime they said led to this. And on a radio interview, Trump said he believes there's more to the story and thinks the public isn't being told the truth. One conspiracy that's been debunked claims the attacker and Paul Pelosi knew each other beforehand, though investigators say they did not. They say the attacker wanted to tie up Nancy Pelosi and break her kneecaps to send a message to other politicians in Congress. And now prosecutors say the attacker had other targets in mind, too. So on the flip side, some Democrats are blaming Republicans, saying they fueled this type of violence with their rhetoric. This attack comes as U.S. Capitol Police say they're seeing a record number of threats against Congress members. Yesterday, the Capitol Police Chief said, quote, "Today's political climate calls for more resources to provide additional layers of physical security for members of Congress." Pelosi's alleged attacker has been charged with a number of serious crimes, including attempted murder and attempted kidnapping of a federal official. At his first court hearing yesterday, he pled not guilty to all of the charges against him. An official and rare first printing of the U.S. Constitution is set to go up for auction. It's one of only 13 total copies known to exist and one of only two copies known to be in private hands. The other one sold last year for a record amount for any book, $43.2 million. The second one is expected to sell between $20 and $30 million, the highest pre-sale estimate for any historic document. The auction of the U.S. Constitution copy is set for next month. Much more news still ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. I love the cozy feeling of fall, from big sweaters to cinnamon-topped lattes. Well, let Rothy's be your newest obsession for fall and every season after. Rothy's just launched two new sustainably made sneakers with extraordinary comfort for all-day wear. So what do I mean by sustainable? They are made with recycled single-use plastic bottles. Yes, your shoes. So I love knowing that my Rothy's shoes are not only stylish and comfortable, they are also better for the planet. Whether you like the luxe slip-on or a laid-back lace-up, you'll feel extraordinary comfort with each step. And they're built to last. Rothy's are 100% machine washable, which is especially helpful if you get white sneakers like I have. They'll be your favorite shoes for years to come. Oh, and in addition to Rothy's new sneakers, Rothy's original slip-on sneaker won Best Slip-on Sneaker from Self Magazine's 2022 Sneaker Awards. So get stylish shoes, versatile and durable enough to wear all the time with Rothy's. Get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. More benefits are coming to Amazon Prime members. Amazon Music will offer its full catalog of music and podcasts without ads to Prime members. And that means people who pay the Prime subscription fee will now get access to Amazon's 100 million songs. And before, they only had access to 2 million songs. Listeners will only be able to listen to albums on shuffle, so it's kind of like Amazon's version of Spotify's free tier, but Prime members won't actually have to listen to ads. Prime members will also get some top podcasts without ads that are either owned by Amazon or have partnered with them. Amazon Prime is already one of the most successful subscription services with more than 200 million members worldwide. YouTube just announced it'll begin adding streaming movie and TV services, just like what Roku, Apple TV, and others do. The company is debuting a new feature called Primetime Channels. So far, YouTube has lined up more than 30 different service channels, which they plan to add into their setup. Some of their lineup includes names you've probably heard of, like Paramount Plus, NBA League Pass, and Epix. There are also some names you've probably never heard of. Each one will look like a typical YouTube channel, but one you have to have a subscription to. And you'll be able to leave comments on the shows and drop a like or dislike. At this point, some of the biggest names like Netflix, Disney Plus, HBO Max, and Hulu are staying off the service. Rapper Takeoff has died. He was one third of the chart-topping and Grammy-nominated Atlanta rap group Migos, which is known for mega hits like Versace and Bad and Bougie. Police say Takeoff was shot at a private party in Houston, and two other people were hurt as well. Investigators say they don't have many leads and are hoping for more people to come forward with information. Many celebrities in the hip-hop world and beyond posted their tributes to Takeoff on social media. SZA said she cried. Chloe Bailey wrote her heart is broken. DJ Khaled called Takeoff an incredible man and beautiful person all around. And the list goes on. He was 28. Dia de los Muertos, also known as Day of the Dead, continues today. The annual Mexican holiday is when people honor their loved ones who have passed away. They sometimes create elaborate altars to commemorate them. They also gather to tell stories and eat and drink. Festivals and parades are put together in Mexico, throughout the U.S. and beyond, where people paint beautiful skulls on their faces or on ceramics. It's one of the most important celebrations in Mexico, although it's also celebrated throughout Latin America, as well as parts of Asia like the Philippines. The Powerball jackpot has now grown so big, if you win, you could instantly become one of the richest people in the country. The estimated jackpot has now grown to a massive $1.2 billion after no one won it again on Monday night. Now, the grand prize is the second largest in Powerball history. You might remember the largest prize was nearly $1.6 billion back in 2016. The overall odds of winning any prize are about 1 in 25, but the odds of winning what you really want, that jackpot, are 292 million to 1. If there are no winners again in tonight's drawing, there's a chance the jackpot could rise to the largest in history. Stay tuned. Well, that's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, thanks to our sponsor. This is the first holiday season that my son will be old enough to engage with us and really enjoy the season with us. And so when I'm thinking about what gifts to give him or the other kids in our extended family, I love knowing that KiwiCo always sparks fun and excitement for kids of all ages every time. KiwiCo delivers super cool science, technology, and art projects for kids. And it's truly unique to each kid. They have 9 different subscription lines for different ages and categories. My 1-year-old's experience so far with KiwiCo has been so positive that I bought my 5-year-old niece a 3-month subscription last holiday season, and I'm so excited to do it again because I heard all about how much she loved it. Plus, I really appreciate knowing KiwiCo uses high-quality materials. And there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel your subscription anytime. Give awesome this holiday with KiwiCo. And listen up, because you can get your first month free on any crate line at kiwico.com/newsworthy. That's your first month free at kiwico.com, kiwico.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. Well, starting this week, you could get a much better idea of how much companies pay their workers. A new New York City law requires employers to list a job salary range with every job posting. It includes jobs in New York or if the posting advertises for remote roles that could be done in the city. The goal is to use transparency to help close gender pay gaps and other disparities. But some companies don't want to share that information, saying it could make hiring more difficult, tip off their competitors, or cause problems among employees. In fact, while many companies are going along with the new law, others are trying to get around it by pulling all job listings off their sites or hiring recruiting agencies to do their hiring for them instead. But these types of rules are not just in NYC. Similar laws have either gone into effect already or are set to take effect from Colorado to California. The trend is prompting a small but growing number of large companies to change their policies altogether and commit to salary transparency nationwide. American Express is one of the latest to include pay ranges on postings across the country now. All right, thank you so much for joining us as part of your daily routine and for supporting the show by sharing it. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.